And we're back. Of course, we're celebrating Canada Day today, and it's a day to reflect as well. And I wanted to do that with Bob Joseph today. He's an author of 21 Things You May Not Know About the Indian Act. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Take me back, Bob. Why did you write this book?
I've been involved in Indigenous awareness training and, you know, working effectively with Indigenous peoples. And I'd been doing it mostly for the corporate guys, you know, governments and corporations. They're a big part of our business. And I was sort of thinking, as we were having lots of conversations around reconciliation and, you know, Indigenous peoples and issues, I was thinking it's too bad just these corporate and government types get to, you know, experience the knowledge that we're sharing, because I knew it was having impact on the learners. And so I thought there's got to be some other way to give back. And so I started to blog about Indigenous people and issues and the things that I was learning and the things that I was teaching people who had a requirement to, you know, maybe have to work with them. I thought there's got to be a way I can share this back. And I thought, you know, blogging. So I started to blog about the history and the culture and the hints and tips for what to say and what not to say and all of those kind of things. And I'd actually just finished reading an article on how to be a better blogger. And it said, people like to read lists. So right. Create a list of something, try to keep it, you know, to 7 to 10 and just, you know, talk about something that way. And I thought, what's my list? And I started to think the Indian Act and Indigenous relations, you know, things to say and do, that's what they're really interested in. So I published a blog article called 21 Things You May Not Know About the Indian Act. It actually went viral within the first month. 50,000 people from Facebook, you know, came to us to look at the article and then, you know, grabbed free ebooks and all of those kinds of things. And I thought maybe there's a book here. So I approached some book business people and I said, I've got this idea for a book. What do you think? And they said, you know, we get a lot of great writers with great stories. And most of the time when they come in here, they don't know if anybody wants to read their stuff.
Right.
But that's where you're different, Bob. You know, because of what's happened online, that they're going to be interested. And we think that whatever it did in online, it'll do in bookstores across the country. And so we published it, immediately became a bestseller, and it's been on bestseller lists for over 5 years now. It's sold, I think, close to 140,000 copies, and it's won awards. And the really, I think the really interesting thing is it's a book about the Indian Act, you know,
right.
Whoever woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm going to write a best-selling book about the Indian Act.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And it's, I've actually recommended the book to many people because, you know, we talk a lot about truth and reconciliation, but people want to take some sort of action. They want to learn. And this is a great place. I always encourage people to start with your book. Because it does open up some of those dialogue opportunities as well to talk about it even as a family or with friends, because there's so much in this book that I think is a shock to Canadians.
Yeah. And that's what I was seeing in our classrooms. They're shocked, you know. The first first month I was doing awareness training for a big utility in BC, I had a lady come up to me on the first coffee break and she had tears streaming down her face, and I said, what's wrong? And she said, I can't believe what you're saying. I don't believe my church would have been involved in this, let alone the police and the government. You know, we were talking about residential schools just before the break, and so we saw it had an impact. That obviously wasn't the kind of impact I was looking for, but
right.
It definitely sort of, you know, drew attention to, you know what, maybe they just don't know what they don't know, and we need to build that out. And I did say that to this lady. I said, look, it's, you know, obviously I work for a public corporation here. I can't just come out here and make stuff up. This is going to become a really big issue. And it did, you know, truth and reconciliation, the calls to action, all of that stuff became very important, you know.
Absolutely.
Over that time.
Who do you think needs to read this book? I mean, is this a book... for all Canadians, should we have this book in schools? who needs to read this book?
Yeah, you know what? So we after every training workshop, we put together an evaluation. We share it with the learners, and that is one of the biggest comments. Every Canadian should learn about this stuff, and certainly all of the calls to action. You know, talk about awareness and the UN Declaration and residential schools. They're telling us to learn about the about that very important history. So I think there's a call, 94 calls to action. There's a call for everybody, for churches, for all levels of government, for the business community. And so I really do think, it's a great starting point for Canadians just to sort of, get their feet wet, as it were. And we get a lot of really good feedback on it. People always comment on how we are soft on people and hard on problems, when it comes to how we deliver and, have written about the content that people are reading. And so that, I think, is, in talking to the people, Raincoast, a big book distributing company that does both of our books, Indigenous Relations and 21 Things, they say there's a lot of interest from schools, and we certainly hear that from teachers and academics, that they are interested, and from universities and colleges too. It's great, I just heard from a college in Alberta, the engineering arm said, "We use your book, it's mandatory learning," and I'm like, makes me feel pretty good. I'm gonna try not to cry here.
And it's funny, when I introduce you as Bob Joseph Author, how does that sit with you?
Hey, I will take it, obviously. And I actually did want to be an author. One of the things that I did when I was in high school, I read Farley Mowat's Canada North Now book, and I thought, this is awesome. I gotta do this. And I sort of went through a big hiatus period, but I did circle back around to writing and blogging, mostly training and learning materials, so it just sort of all converged at this point in my life, and really the last 10 years where, it's very serendipitous. It came out around the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's final report and the calls to action, and then, Kamloops 215 happened. Nice. And so we just ended up in this really neat place when it comes to that. And it's funny, I walk down the street, there's at the risk of sounding like a braggart or something, I walk down the street and people recognize me, which is kind of different. And, I was just, I was on a lunch break walk a while back at one of our public workshops, and I saw this guy looking at me, and I thought, this is downtown Vancouver too. And I'm like, oh gosh, does this guy want to fight me, or, what's going to happen? So I looked away, and I was looking into the window of this building, and I could see that he was walking an intercept course, and I was like, all right, get ready for it. And he was like, hey, are you the guy that wrote the book? So I was like, yeah. So that, so I had to totally change from, is this a fight or flight in a situation to, oh yes, thank you. I did. And he said, I'm a huge fan, and I wish I had it. I would sign your copy, I'd get you to sign it for me, and I've taken your online courses. And it was just, there's been so many moments like that that I have to just realize that there's some recognition there, which is kind of weird, right?
Well, I've spoke with you. Yeah, I've spoke with you through the years. You've always remained so humble, which is wonderful. And I always value everything that you bring to any show that I do, Bob. I always hope that I've inspired somebody to pick up your book, 21 Things You Didn't Know About the Indian Act, and bring it into their network. And I know, for instance, a colleague of mine brought a couple to the office, and she ended up buying one for everybody. So I'm hoping today that maybe we've inspired some more books to fly off the shelves.
So very cool. And thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's so great.
Always a pleasure. And thanks for joining us for our special Canada Day show. Bob Joseph, author, joining us today. Stay with us. We've got lots coming here on our special Canada Day show.